This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Dear Colgate, I love that you love that I love being at home. You even let me whiten my teeth from home.
Because you know how I feel about getting up from my cloud couch.
The Colgate Optic White LED Kit gives professional level results in just 10 minutes a day for 10 days when used as directed.
And that's why, Colgate, I want you to meet my parents.
Because ever since meeting you, I've been living life to the brightest.
Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Y'all Gay Pod. I'm Ever Maynard.
And I'm Allie Clayton.
And y'all are gay. Y'all are gay. Listeners, we really cover a slew of topics. We discover five new disgusting things about Allie.
I'm never going to find a wife, and it's because of this podcast.
We discuss Sybaris, Adventures in Times Square.
And masturbating in Walgreens. Parking lot, not inside the Walgreens.
Yeah, let's make that fucking distinction. I would never masturbate in the Walmart.
Inside the Walgreens. I would never masturbate in the Walmart, only in the parking lot.
Yeah, come on now. Not even
come on. I'm pretty classy.
And listeners, we are so close to reaching our 100 Patreons. We're so pumped. We will be doing a live recording with the Patreons members coming up as soon as we hit that 100 mark. So if you haven't and you're thinking about it, we would really appreciate your support. And you're going to hear disgusting things on this podcast today. And just imagine what's behind that paywall.
That's true. That's true. Some fucked up shit, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. The tea is crystal clear, y'all. Y'all say y'all gay. It's Allie and Ever here, y'all. We got a lot to talk about, so let us ask you now, y'all gay?
We're all about making sexy vids for you tonight,
listeners. The only kind of vids I make are sexy, sexy vids.
You know those like radio DJs from Britain, from the UK? And they're like, and you're listening to...
Oh, yeah.
Allie and Ever. Being sexy.
And in North Carolina, they're like, and you listen to 97.4 The Dog.
In this outfit is always something like The Dog.
The Dog, yeah.
We got, now you're listening to 96.7 Shooter FM. This is Shooter FM and playing all your favorite outlaw country. On Shooter FM.
On Big Dog Radio from Rocky Mount, North Carolina.
Feel Big Dog to... as in the brand?
No, Big Dog as in the show title of the...
Okay.
Oh, tell it's not popular. So okay. I met this woman at a wig store.
Right. Yeah, it makes sense.
Like, bedazzled everything. Everything she had on was bedazzled. She had a bedazzled choker.
And you thought, this is a safe woman.
And she said, do you want to... And she was like, what are you buying this wig for? And I was like, oh, well, I have a one-woman show. I'm different, not dumb. And at the end, I come out as Cher. So I needed a Cher wig.
Yeah.
And, obviously. And she was like, oh, great. You want to come on Big Dog Radio and promote your show? I said, hell yeah, I want to come. I was in Raleigh. She goes, great. Meet me in Rocky Mount tomorrow at 7. That's like 2.5 hours away.
What? At 7 a.m.? Yes. Jesus Christ.
I was like, but this is, it was like a long time ago. And I was like, this is a big opportunity for me.
This is exposure.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, it was some like male DJ that was so inappropriate.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was Big Dog, and I still have a shirt they gave me.
Big Dog Radio. Mm-hmm. Your nails look great, Allie. Allie's got a really nice green nail polish.
It's look at it.
It's metallic. It's iridescent. It's iridescent. Did you know birds see an iridescent color?
Did you learn that at your class?
I did learn that at my class. We perceive it to be like a crow, a blackbird, but then under this light, we see that it's like super vibrant colors, like blues and oranges and reds. So it's pretty cool. Anyway, awesome. It's so boring. It's so boring.
Okay, what were those holes in the ground you were sticking your hands in?
Dude, that's the natural hot springs out in the desert, and it's actually not hot. They're cold. Oh! Thermal springs. They were cold. But didn't it look like I was sticking my hand in a butthole and stuff?
It did. It really did.
Because I stay sexy, listeners. If I see Gurg, we stay sexy. We can't help ourselves. We see gurgling things of water coming out of a hole. I'm going to stick my hand in it.
Right in there.
Right in there. I can't help it.
I get it.
That dog takes over me.
The big dog. Oh, I was just going to say, my lips have been real chapped.
Which one's Allie?
All four, man.
Dude, same. Dude, you know what I realized? When I'm about to get my period, I shave everything. Yeah, I just get this urge. Do you get
every
this?
Every time you get your period?
And I know I'm about to get my period when I just start. It's like I just start shaving and I'm like, great, I'm going to get my period. And sure enough.
Is it like you don't want any blood in the hair or something?
I don't know. Something about me is like, you need to get it okay down there.
And get any razor burn or anything?
For what's about to come. Around the sides, I keep getting shaving bumps and it's really gross because it like, or ingrown hairs. They're like, and I'm like, this is embarrassing. I'm so sorry.
You got to get this serum from European Wax Center. After you shave or wax or anything, you put the serum on and you won't get bumps.
Okay. I should go get that.
I found out it's good for all pimples, so you could use a little bit of it on a pimple on your face or whatever.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about, once I get a job again, getting this hair removed on my chin.
How much hair are we talking?
I get I'm starting to get little nibbles.
Because the way you're doing your fingers, you're sounding like you get a goatee. You get one of those thin,
like a chin strap. And now I'm getting randos right here on my neck. And I'm like,
I get one rando in the bottom. And I swear it will be like, it is not there. And then the next day, oh I'm like, God. This thing's 3 inches long.
I'm like, what? No randos, baby. I'm sorry. Yeah, these
that
randos.
Happens to my nipple hair, too.
That used to happen to mine.
Oh, you don't get nipple hair anymore.
No, I do not.
Oh. What about if you ever decided to take tea, would you get chest hair?
I wonder.
I wonder. Probably. I wonder.
I'm sure maybe, but not around. I don't know.
I don't know.
I honestly don't know what this doctor did down there. I don't know what she did. Babe, I don't even want to think about what she did.
All I know is I asked her to make my nipples into bologna slices, and she didn't.
I woke up, I had regular size nipples, and I said, I remember explicitly asking two individuals back to back for large pepperonis. It doesn't look like a hint of sunburn. So, I don't know.
Y'all, for newer listeners, whenever got their top surgery, they were fucked up on drugs. And go ahead, Ever, you can tell the people.
Well, I was just, y'all, I mean, I remember asking my nurse, she said, do you have any questions? And I was like, yeah, how big can she make my nipples? And my nurse was like, well, what are you talking about? And I said, my nipples, babe, how big can you make them? I don't know how much more clear I could have been. Like, I was like, hey, I want big areolas. And she was like, I don't get it. And I doubled down. I said, I need it to look like sunburn down here. And she said, do you want that? And I said, no, ma'am. And then my surgeon came in and she had Corvettes on her skull cap, on her surgeon's cap. And I said, she'll get it. She's roomy. She's sassy. And she said, what's going on with you? What kind of nipples do you want? Do you want the whole shebang or no nipples? And I said, oh, honey, I want nipples. I'll take any extra areola skin y'all have laying around. I want dog nipples. I want pointed little nipples. And I need it to look like salami, a nice prosciutto board. And she said, do you want that? And I was like,
because apparently some people do want that.
Yeah, they actually do want that. Yeah, I was trying to do it like a little character.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Go ahead.
No, but some people do want that.
Yeah.
They actually do. And if that's for you, that's great. It's not
that's
for me.
You.
That's not for you. But when you're high on drugs and you're asking, it was also 6 a.m. Could you imagine if you start work earlier than 6 a.m., you see your patient at 6 a.m. and the first thing out of their mouth is, how big can you make my areolas?
Now I'm curious. I got to take a peek at mine real quick.
Allie's checking way down low by her knees right now.
That's my nipple at what size it is.
Quarter size. I would say it's that's a half dollar.
I'd say half dollar.
Half dollar. Nine and a half dollar. Allie's got $9.50 nipples.
Wait, I was so happy. One of my friends was having a hard day and then messaged me and was like, dude, this popped up. And the 9.25 just made my day. So glad we could help.
We are very, very, we're so glad Jerry could help too. Jerry, when you're in a pinch, call Jerry.
When you are in a pinch, just call Jerry.
Call Jerry. And you know what you did to those sheep, and Jerry will never tell. Also, listeners, if you're new to this podcast, Allie's dad is a lawyer, and he has defended
sheep fuckers. People that fuck sheep.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and call them what they are. They're sheep fuckers.
Sheep fuckers, okay. That's what my dad calls them. He said, I've represented a few sheep fuckers.
And I think that is the legal term. If you're fucking a sheep, you're a sheep fucker.
You're a sheep fucker, man.
Dude. You're a sheep fucker. There's no polite way to see this. What you're doing is barbaric.
I just remembered we got sent a rumor.
You fuck sheep.
I just remembered I fucked a sheep. I said, ba-ba, ba-ba, baby.
All we do is keep it sexy. So listeners, if you haven't sent us your rumors, send us your rumors. We are solving them. One rumor at a time.
Do you see this?
Oh, yes.
I think you should read it because you're better at just reading.
Okay. We won't say the name.
Okay.
Y'all.
Use them reading skills, bud. You're a great reader.
Thank you, my friend.
You're welcome.
There's a drag queen here, and she sucks as a person. She doesn't perform drag, but does drag make... Okay. There's a drag queen here that sucks as a person. She doesn't perform drag, but does drag makeup looks on Instagram. They're good, but not any better than most drag queens on Instagram. During lockdown, her Instagram miraculously, all quotes, shot up from 1,500 followers to 10,000 followers in a few months. She didn't go viral or anything. I know a few of us think she bought them, but everyone is kind of scared of her, so no one said anything. About a year ago, her Instagram was taken down by Instagram, laugh, laugh, laugh. She had a whole campaign to try and get it back, but since the only people who cared were a handful of people in a small drag community, she never got it back. She totally bought those followers and Instagram found out. I mean, it feels like showbiz, baby.
Showbiz, baby. This feels like showbiz, baby. And I think you're right that she did definitely buy those followers.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't think Instagram took her, because I think Instagram probably wants to sell you some followers.
I think, if anything, Instagram is like, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure, I will buy. Also, the fact, though, like, that this person is like, I'm the shit.
Yeah.
And treats people poorly. And probably was, like, using that number as, like, being cocky.
Yeah.
In the drag scene. It's like, babe.
Gross. DC.
What a DC.
What a dumb cunt, y'all.
But... I've also wondered, not for myself, but only because I've never seen it. How you buy and follow? How do you buy followers? Is it an external site?
Messages for people trying to sell me followers.
Ew. So this person had to like talk to a random person that DM them like a scam, like the Sheen. Like you got a $500 bonus for Sheen. They fell for that. Honestly, this sounds like something you would fall for, Allie.
Actually, it sounds completely like something I would fall for, but I would never buy followers.
No, you would not.
Because really simply before the fact that it would be noticeable and people would find out and I would be very embarrassed.
Yeah. How are you not embarrassed?
Yeah. How are you? Yeah. I'm sorry. If you, so I went from, I don't know, 3,000 or 4,000 followers to like 13,000, but I got 14 million views on it. So I went really viral. That's the only reason I got that.
Just Allie, humble bragging.
No, I'm just saying that's how you have to do it. You have to like have something go like really to be able to shoot like that.
Boom, boom,
from
bang.
Those small numbers. So there's no way that she didn't buy them.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
And that kind of sucks that if she's getting like bigger stuff and she's only doing drag makeup looks on Instagram and not actually a drag performer.
Yeah, taking up space for someone.
I'm like, quit taking up space in the drag community if you're not going to actually do drag. I mean, some people are just really good at makeup. I can see that.
Mm-hmm. But this
sounds
like
a particular... But I guess don't promote yourself as a drag queen if you don't actually do drag.
And participating in the community. So I'm glad that Instagram account got taken down.
Yes. Thank you for the rumor. Feel free to send us more. We love that. Do you have any rumors today, bud?
I was just going through my mind and trying to think of some rumors. Mm-hmm.
I have a rumor.
Go ahead.
Okay. So this is a rumor that I know is true because I witnessed it. But then I witnessed everyone talking about it and not knowing if it was true or not. So many years ago, I was at a friend's wedding. And I am not going to name the girl. I will just, let's make up a name for her. Okay. Her name is Sarah. We'll say her name's Sarah.
Her real name is Sarah.
Her real name is not Sarah. So at the wedding, you know, it's a wedding. It's all you can drink. This person got really, really wasted and we couldn't find Sarah. And I found her. She was
where?
In the bathroom on the floor, had like been vomiting, but right next to her was a big turd. She shit on the floor, man. And then I felt bad because I thought it was, I mean, I'm like, come on, we got to go help Sarah off the floor. But also, y'all, there's a loose turd in there. Turd on the loose. And then I remember like weeks later, everybody being like, I think I heard Sarah, because I definitely started it, because I definitely ran out and was like, y'all, come check this out, which is really fucked up. I should have just like
so
helped. I should have just helped the girl off the floor. But before I helped her, I went and ran and got like three people and was like, you got to come see this turd.
That is wild, Allie.
Yep.
You ruined this woman's memory of the wedding. Like, you know this has gotten back to her.
Oh, for sure.
And now the legacy of Sarah's wedding is that she
It's not
shit.
Her wedding. She was just at a wedding.
I thought it was. I thought
the
it was.
Bride?
Yes.
No, not the bride. Just a guest of the wedding.
Okay, well then who has it just shit on the floor? Okay.
Did you shit on the floor, dog?
No.
Just admit it. You shit on
the
floor.
I didn't shit on the floor. I didn't.
I mean, I can't say nothing. I shit in a bag.
Yeah. Yeah, you're shit. Can you go ahead?
Yes. So Kedri walked by my room the other night and goes, oh my gosh, look at all those scratches on your floor. I think I've been pounding myself so hard. My bed's moving that I've scratched up my floor.
Allie, we got to get you a date. We got to get you. No. Allie.
What? I shouldn't be pounding myself so hard that I...
No, you shouldn't be pounding
my floor up.
You're fucking your... You might be fucking your back up, man. If you're clenching and you're holding that thing, you're doing some fucking permanent neck and shoulder damage.
Oh,
my
sometimes
friend.
I do like finish and then my hand's like...
Oh yeah, I've been there.
Woo! You got a crappy.
Like, okay. Sometimes it's like, you know, you want to come and you're like, I'm probably going to come pretty soon. And then it never happens.
The worst.
And I'm like, okay, like I got to get up and start the day. Like this is fun. But then you're thinking, I don't have a magic wand. Unfortunately, fortunately.
I keep paying so much attention to
your
how
magic
many.
Wand?
Oh, I pay a lot of attention to that, but, I still pay so much attention to, like, oh, 90% of people say this is a great porn video. And I don't know why.
The porn ratings?
I really look at the porn ratings. Do you?
Yes and no. Because, you know, when you could see the preview,
mm-hmm.
when I watch porn, I'll, like, watch that preview.
Mm.
And if I like it, I'm like, okay, great.
If Do you I pay don't, for porn at all?
No, I'm so
I don't
sorry.
Either.
Listeners,
I'm
so sorry.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I don't pay for the porn.
I don't pay for the porn.
I support sex workers, though, but I just.
And I will go to a sex workers page.
Oh, that's
on
nice.
On Pornhub to watch. I don't know if it matters. I'm not just like, because at least I know it's up by consent.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping they get some sort of profit
uh-huh.
from it. But I'm uh-huh. also not on porn regularly.
Oh. Oh, okay.
No, it's not like, it's like a once in a blue moon. It's like, okay, I'm going to get my period. Let me shave and then let me watch a porn.
I watch too much porn, I think.
Yeah, clearly you're fucking up your floor. You're not going to get your deposit back, dumb bitch. Stop masturbating so much. Was that Kedri's, like, southern way of telling you to, like, stop masturbating?
Kedri's not southern. No, Kedri has been making fun of me for it.
Because,
and
you know, in the south.
Kedri told her sister about the marks on my floor and that I shit in a bag. And her sister was like, damn, is she feral?
You do sound feral, Allie.
I do sound a little feral sometimes.
Put that on your dating app. A little feral.
Just a little bit.
I'm a little bit feral.
I'm a little bit feral.
Mm. Well, at least get those things that, like, you put under furniture.
Yeah, I think I need to get that.
You're going to have to invest in that.
I'm going to need to invest in that, yeah.
Allie, I'm really sorry to tell you this, but you're going to have to invest in some furniture pads.
And what are those called? Like, fuck blockers? Or what are... How do I Google that?
Well, it's wild that we're talking about this.
That's right.
Because we never landed on a date, because fuck blockers it's actually fuck encouraged, but they're furniture fuck pads.
Yes.
And some of our reviewers have left some comments and they say these are just felt coasters that you bought in bulk and are trying to spin as a new product. And I would like to debunk that rumor and say right here on the pod that Allie and I did not buy a bunch of felt coasters to put under beds, couches, chairs, and wherever else you want to fuck. So if the furniture moves, it doesn't scratch your floor.
Yeah.
So
can you tell them exactly what it is? Because it's not that.
It is a thick felt circle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, indescriptly placed under furniture. Like,
yeah,
you could set a glass on if you wanted, if you're a freak.
And they all have their own smell. So if you're worried that your room is going to smell very much like sex, mm-hmm. don't worry. Don't worry about that.
We've actually sprayed a bunch of poopery on.
Mm-hmm. It's poopery and puppy breath. And we have sprayed... Because that I feel like people, like, from the studies we've done,
mm-hmm.
seem to get really turned on by smelling a puppy's breath.
And I got to say, it is the first thing that women comment when they come mm-hmm. home,
mm-hmm.
when they're in my bedroom. They're like, oh, that aroma. And I'm like, yeah, it's furniture felt.
That's poopery and...
Yeah, felt.
That's poopery, felt, and...
Sex. Puppy breath.
Sex and puppy breath.
And a weird lemon zest.
And it's a really good deal. Like, to be able to get four of those for what, $85? Like, yeah, what a deal.
Because we've seen these on crateandbarrel.com, mm-hmm, and they're at least 60 to 70 per felt disc.
Poor felt disc.
Mm. So just saying right here, we're clearing up that rumor.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not true. Y'all might have heard that rumor, and it's not true.
Yeah, so you got to do something about that. Are you going to get some, like, hardwood floor cleaner stuff and polish?
I reckon I'm going to have to at some point.
It's but that now bad?
I'll take a picture of it and send it to you. I didn't notice it till you just walked by my room and was like, what's that?
Allie. Allie, you're addicted.
You think I'm a masturbation addict?
If you're fucking up your floors like that, you're cramping up and you're overheating your magic wand.
I've only overheated it a few times.
Only a few times.
Sometimes it gets so hot that I'm like, oh, this thing's going to blow up and blow my pussy off. So I gotta take a break.
Taking a break.
Mm-hmm.
You need to take a week off. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to no baiting for a week.
I don't feel
dude.
Like that's good for my anxiety.
You're baiting for anxiety.
Mm-hmm. I get anxious and I bait.
Okay, that also makes me feel like it's going to lead to something criminal, like on a train one day.
I did in Chicago one time. I was so horny. I pulled into a Walgreens parking lot and masturbated.
See?
That was years ago.
You've been addicted to baiting. Dude, you had to rub it out.
Sometimes it's just like, I feel like I'm going crazy and I gotta just get in there.
Did you park in between cars or did you park all alone?
I parked facing away from the building.
And just shoved your hands down your pants.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, okay. And you put the and car in like, drive.
No, I think I was like, and then I went to work.
Okay, yeah, you can't be horny like that at work. You got to take care of business.
Hey, it's so tough when you're horny at work.
Dude.
Wow.
Was it winter? I'm imagining this as winter, just real bleak.
Honestly, I think it was.
Oh, man.
It was winter.
Nice dark gray, 32 below.
Did I tell you about the time at the height of my drinking and in like a snowstorm? I guess I was wasted and tried to drive myself home from a bar and then realized I was too wasted and pulled onto the side of the road. And I woke up and I was freezing because it's like a snowstorm. I'm in my car and I looked down and realized I had no pants on. And then I looked at myself in my rearview mirror and they were on my head. I think my ears got cold or something when I was sleeping. I took my pants off and put them on my head.
Allie.
I woke up freezing on the side of the road with a pair of pants on my head. And I was still like, probably just shouldn't drink liquor.
Probably should, yeah. Oh, no. My God. Were you sober enough to drive home then?
Yeah. By then I was like, because I was freezing, man.
Yeah, that'll sober you up.
Yeah. I just woke up and I was like so cold. I didn't have any pants on. I'm in the driver's side. Like, and there's nobody else in the car with me. I'm like, where? And I'm like looking around like, where the fuck are my pants? And they were on my head.
You had to take your shoes off. That is a struggle to take pants off.
Don't remember it at all. Taking the pants off. No recollection of that.
Dude, that took some strategy and you can't remember that.
No.
No.
I just remember waking up. No pants on my body, pants on my head.
And you're like, all right.
Car covered in snow.
Car covered in cum. You probably baited for sure, Allie.
Oh, I probably did.
You're yeah, beta holic.
Have you ever humped a
Go ahead, ask
a bathtub jet?
I feel like a bathtub jet is a common thing. I've never like humped it because we didn't have bathtub jets, but around the pool, yeah. Hey man, you ever hump one of these?
Hey man, you ever hump a bathtub jet? I used to hunt the shit out of them as a kid, and
that's why you like it blasted. That's why you like it blasted,
because it's a blast. And but then I was on the road like, I don't know, a couple years ago doing a college, and I got to stay in this really nice room that had this huge jacuzzi tub in it. I mean,
you blasted.
I don't know if I slept at all. I was just so busy
humping and blasting in water.
Humping and blasting.
And this is recent.
This is recent. This is not that long ago.
This is a couple years ago. Well, yeah. Everybody's been blasting then. And that thing?
Yeah, you got a blast in that thing. It was huge.
Have you ever had sex in water?
It's difficult. It's a bit difficult.
I've never had like sex in water, like came, but I imagine it's like somewhat erotic at first.
Oh, it is. But the thing is the coochie juices get washed away. So the person's not really wet enough.
Oh, so you've been inside in a pool. Or a tub?
I've been everywhere,
man. But have you fucked in a bathtub?
Yeah.
Sitting around in a big tub or a regular tub?
Been in a regular tub. I didn't fuck in a regular tub. I fucked in, like, bigger tubs.
With, like, water sloshing around?
Yeah.
Because when I sit in a tub, it's like I don't want anybody to see me when I'm tubbing. Yeah.
When you're tub-tied.
I'm just like, but you were like, get in this bathtub with me. We're going to fuck.
No, I think it's more like, oh, we're like being sweet in the bath, like holding each other. And then, wow, let me feel them boobies on my back.
Oh, wow, that's wow. How I thought you were chest to chest.
Oh, like hold me from behind.
No, I thought like it was like, you know, you're being held from behind, or you were holding someone from behind.
I was being held.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
Thank you.
In a tub?
Held in a tub. And then as soon as them titters hit my back, I was like, boing.
Oh yeah, I'm sure as soon as you saw those titters, you were like, boing. What was it like fucking in the pool, knowing there's a lot of bacteria in that?
I don't think I was thinking about that. You reckon there is a lot of bacteria in pools because they got so much chlorine in them?
Sometimes you got to wonder if they're really cleaning that pool, though.
Hmm.
It feels like the chlorine would be an irritant.
I got fingered in a wave pool. Southern gay icon being fingered in a wave pool.
There's too much this episode. Masturbating in a Walgreens, scratching your floor in a Walgreens, fucking in a tub, fingered in a wave pool.
That's the name of this episode. Fingered in a wave pool.
That's so fucking romantic, man. Are you guys go get cheese fries after?
We went and got Dippin' Dots.
Where was this wave pool?
I believe it was in Wisconsin.
Of learning new languages with Babbel. And if you want to learn a new language this year, I guarantee it'll be one of your favorite sounds too. It's Babbel time.
Y'all know I have learning disabilities. I'm dyslexic and have ADHD, and I love that with Babbel, you can go at your own pace, and each convenient course is only 10 minutes. 10 minutes a day, y'all. That's all it takes to learn a new language.
And with Babbel, you can learn everything you need, like how to have real-world conversations, from vocabulary words to basic phrases to culture. Like, y'all could hang with Babbel.
Plus, what I really like is that Babbel has speech recognition technology that I think some of our more southern listeners will love because it helps you improve your pronunciation and accent. Everybody knows my accent's thicker than a 9 1/4 hot dog on a summer night, and Babbel actually understands me, y'all.
One thing I really love about Babbel is the content I'm learning is personalized. I get real-time feedback, tracking, and visualizations that help me stay focused and motivated. That's why 15 hours with Babbel is equal to one university semester. Y'all, that's the most university I've done.
Y'all, it is 2024, and it's time to be the best you with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
So here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, you can get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/y'all gay.
Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/y'all gay, spelled BABBEL.com/y'all gay.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Do you remember the ads for Sybaris?
Yes, I always wanted to go so bad, but dude, I wanted to go with like a bunch of friends.
Should we do a live recording from a Sybaris?
I would love to go. You know that pool's full of cum.
It's nothing but cum.
But it has a slide, so I will do it.
In Chicago, we would get these commercials for this romantic water getaway for this park hotel called Sybaris. Yeah. And it would be couples in their swimsuits sliding down a wet slide in their rooms.
In their bedroom.
Nothing but pools. A bed. Mm-hmm. You know that bed is filled with mildew. There's no way.
It has to be.
Yeah. Mildew and cum.
Oh. Let's go.
Allie, we have to check it out.
That's who I want our sponsor to be.
Dude. I would love, if anybody here knows anyone at Sybaris, we would love to be sponsored by Sybaris.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Hometown
Happy
hero.
To do commercials, going down the slide.
And as you can tell, I'm really good at reading ads. Would love mm-hmm. to read an ad for Sybaris.
Do we want to talk about your ad reading?
It's so bad. It's really bad.
I don't want to be mean when you're doing it. Like, I want to be a supportive friend, but I'll be like, maybe you could try that a little less like a robot.
At Sybaris, all of your dreams will be coming true. You and your partner can, oh my God, they had chocolate dipped strawberries. Remember that?
Oh, they did. And champagne.
I'm going to let y'all know, I don't find chocolate dipped strawberries romantic. When did this become a Valentine's Day staple?
Pretty Woman.
Really?
I don't know. I just
Pretty Woman. So
that's the first time I remember seeing any kind of chocolate. Oh no, it was champagne and strawberries that they drank and ate. I don't remember actually now that I think about it if they were chocolate covered. Not Julia Roberts dipped them in sugar. That's what she did. I remember.
You know what? Because when you bite into a chocolate covered strawberry, that chocolate shell crunches off first.
Yep.
It's awkward to eat. I've never felt sexy.
It's awkward to eat, and then you get, like, strawberry seeds in your teeth.
Yeah. And there's a little bit of chocolate on the corner of your mouth.
Always.
Always a little bit of chocolate on the corner of your mouth when you eat a chocolate-covered strawberry. And you both got to pretend like it's okay. It's not.
It's not.
Dude, should we see if Sybaris has a day pass? You know they have to have a day pass.
They probably do. We should see about that. But we should also, if I'm going, I want to spend the night.
I'd have to see the room quality first.
Okay.
I'd need to know if these beds smelled okay. Honestly, I would be terrified. I think.
What if we just showed up with an air mattress? We're like, this is how bad we want to be here.
What if, yeah, her suitcases are abnormally large and they're like, what's in there? And we're like,
a bed.
We want to try doing waterbed stuff, inflatable air mattress stuff in your sex pools.
Actually, this is our float. We're going to be floating around the pool on this.
Is there a problem here? Don't come in the room.
Yeah, don't come in the room. We're obviously going to be humping the jets.
As friends. As friends, we're going to be humping jets together. I told you.
Sorry, I'm so ADD. Just something pops in my brain. I told you me and my cousin used to hump pillows beside each other while we watched Saved by the Bell.
I think you have. I think that's a normal thing as a kid.
Okay.
And you're like, no, this was a couple years ago.
We would also stick our butts in the air for long periods of time, and then your butthole would suck up the air, and we'd fart loud, and we thought it was great.
Fuck you.
Give it a try.
Fuck you. What?
Hump it up, ass up, fart. Get a snack, watch a little more Saved by the Bell.
Wait. Would you... Like, how did you discover this? How did you discover that if you stick, like, you're obviously, like, on your knees, your butt's up.
Mm-hmm. Butt's up, head down.
But you're not pulling the cheeks apart.
No. If you just would be like, if you sat like that long enough, and I think we'd sit like that for a very long period of time, eventually your butthole will relax and suck in some air, and then you can make a fart.
Yeah.
And then you can make a fart. I used to could do the same thing with queefing where I'd lay on my back. This was like a party trick I used to do. I would lay on my back and then put my legs up in the air and do like these scissor kicks, and eventually you would hear it go. And that's when the air got sucked in. And then I would shoot up and it would come all out. I remember doing it in front of the cafeteria in college one time.
Is this real?
Yes. Yeah, I ain't lying. All through high school, I thought it was so funny. I'd be like, y'all got to see this. Y'all can't believe what I can do.
Watch this. Your legs just in the air, kicking around. Everyone's waiting.
Yeah, everyone's waiting. As I'm just on my back with my legs up in the air kicking.
Y'all, it's going to be worth it. It's going to be worth it. Allie, every day I learn something new about you. And today I've learned 5 new things. Now, was anybody impressed by this trick?
Guys loved it.
Why do guys love queefing?
They would be like, Allie, do that queef thing. Do that queef thing.
And you'd be like, cool.
And I'd be like, sure, no problem.
$20.
You want me to lay down on the sidewalk right here in front of this building and do it? Sure will.
I dare you to start a video series like that in New York. Queefing around.
I've tried to do the queef again as an adult, and I've just been by myself on my back with my legs up. I mean, like in this year, and been trying to make myself do the queef, and I don't know. Seem to have lost it. Guess maybe I got to practice more.
You got to get your queef back, man.
I got to get my queef back.
You
man.
Need to get out there and get your queef back. I think it's time for you to start dating again. As a friend, you got to get that queef back.
I know.
I was only joking. I heard myself get stern, and then you got real quiet and then said, I know.
I know. I got to get my queef back. I know.
You got to get your queef back, my friend. You're young.
I do want to date. It's just, I don't know as much if I want to date as I just want to find somebody. I don't have the money to date.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, you have to have money to date. I don't have money to do that right now.
I just got rejected to be a nut bolt machine operator, no experience necessary for some space industry. Like, I'd just be working in a factory.
Yeah.
Rejected. And I was like, I got open availability, man. I'm strong as hell. No.
You are strong.
No response. I didn't say I was strong as hell, but I'm like, damn, it's hard out here. I got on Rover and nobody's booking me.
Did you get your profile done? Do you have pictures of you with dogs on there?
Yeah. And I got a bunch of other dog pictures up there. But maybe I need more pictures of me with the dogs.
I think you need it, you with the dogs.
Okay. I'll have to do some with me and dogs. Because I picked a really friendly photo of myself. I'm wearing my little hiker hat. I have a fun shirt on. I'm in the sun. I look happy.
Nice.
I'm like, let me walk your dog or like feed your elderly cat, man. Come on now.
Yeah, come on. Come on now. Feed your elderly cat.
Give me $30. Let me feed that cat.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, it's hard out here to date. Then you got to, like, get an outfit, go somewhere. I'm like, babe, do you want to come over for some really delicious, high-quality ingredient meals? It's going to be ready in about 2 minutes.
That was much better.
Man. Have you seen like the ads on Instagram where they also are trying to have like a casual conversation among friends?
Yeah.
And they splice it together.
I have.
On date nights, I love to take my factor out and I put it in different saucepans and I pretend that I cooked it. But I didn't.
That's nice.
That's my own little secret.
Ooh. So my best friend.
I love how we've gone from masturbating, fucking in a wave pool, trying to quit. And now we're talking about your best friend all in one podcast.
So this is my best friend from college. We lived together for 2 years and her husband planned a big trip for her 39th birthday and surprised her and like had asked me like a month ago, hey, will you watch the kids one night so we can go on a date? And I was like, yeah, of course. So the boys, I think 10 and 7, maybe 11 and 7, but getting all these, I was like, okay, we're going to go. I took them to Top of the Rock. Shout out to Lindsay Bowling for those tickets. So yeah, I took them to Top of the Rock and then we went to the Lego store. And then I was like, let's take a rickshaw ride over to the M&M store.
This sounds like a date. This sounds like a date.
It was great. and I like walked up to the rickshaw driver and I was like, hey, we just want to go to the M&M store. How much will that be? And he goes, it's timed and that's really close. And I should have been like, how much? And I did not. And I got in the, we got in the rickshaw. It was an 18 minute ride, $81. And, you know, I'm sitting here in front of these two children trying to show them the time of their life. And I'm like, I was like, oh, what? And he was like, $81. He was like, what, have you never rode a rickshaw? And I was like,
Allie, you got God. That man got at you.
No, but then I saw he like pointed to a sign and there was a sign on his rickshaw. And I think all of them can charge this $9 per minute. Minute. I didn't see the sign, but he ended up charging me.
$9 a minute?
Yeah.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
And then I'm sitting there with the boys and I'm like, okay. And they were like, and he ended up, I just paid him 70, but, and didn't tip, obviously. And
Allie.
And the boys were like, oh no, Miss Allie. And I was like, well, that's okay, guys. We're just, we're paying for the experience. We had fun, so that's okay.
This is going to be hours and hours of babysitting.
Yes. This is a whole day. No, it was really sweet. I wasn't going to tell the parents, but then the kids told them, and I was like, and then they gave me the money back. I was like, I'm sorry, that was my fault. But we did that. And then guess what I stood very close to? And
a rattlesnake.
I can't believe I did it. I only did it because I love these children. One of those big yellow pythons.
I feel like this is not the first time you've stood next to one of those big yellow pythons recently. Didn't you stand next to a python with your niece?
No, I wouldn't. That man put a snake on me without consent, if that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, and why are you bringing these children around so many snakes, Allie?
It was Times Square. There's snakes everywhere.
Oh, what? You've never been to Times Square before?
You've never been to Times Square?
Snakes everywhere. Oh, you've never been to Times Square.
You've never been to Times Square. There's fucking snakes everywhere, man.
Everyone's trying to hustle snakes, man. So these kids were like, put this boa constrictor on us.
Yes, they really, really. So we got to Times Square. I had no idea there's a fucking Shakira concert happening.
What?
So it's packed. And then the 7-year-old's going, this is so cool. We're seeing Shakira. Who's Shakira?
That's why she's performing in Times Square. Well, she got a new single out.
It was really cool. She was like,
people could just see it?
Like glass box.
No way.
Above everybody. It was really cool.
But it was so packed.
And then they really, and I was like, there are people holding snakes here. I don't know where they're at right this minute. We can't get through. And so we had to go up a block over and then back into Times Square to find the snake man.
Y'all were like, listen, now there's going to be some men with snakes in this crowd. Y'all be on high alert.
And so it was like,
wait. Were they like, hey, we need to see some snakes? And you're like, I had told them,
I was like, look, guys, there's in Times Square, you know, there's going to be a lot of people dressed up as different things. There's going to be people holding snakes. Like, they all want you to, like, pay. So, you know, just don't really engage. And they were like, snakes? There's going to be snakes? We'd really like to see that. And I'm like, fuck.
Why did that was on you.
Like, and I was like, oh, but you know what?
It's
their first time coming to New York. It was a big deal for them, and they absolutely loved it.
Where did they live?
In Greensboro, North Carolina.
Oh my God, they get to go back to school and be like, we went to Times Square, we saw a Shakira concert, we did a rickshaw, and we held snakes.
Yeah. Yeah, my friend Momo, she posted the sweetest Instagram about it and was like, everybody needs an Allie to take you to do all the things your parents say no to.
That's very cute. That's very, yeah. Very cute.
Oh, it was so funny. The 7-year-old, it's a huge crowd in Times Square and we're trying to get through. And he just like walks up to this ginormous man and is just like, I'm walking here. I was like, get over here before somebody punches you.
They will punch you. They.
He was like, that's what New Yorkers say. I was like.
Have you heard one New Yorker say
that? Yeah, one New Yorker say that.
That's so cute. That's so fun.
It's so cute.
Wow.
Yeah, it was. I had just as much fun as they had. It was a blast.
Did you get to hang out with them a lot?
I went to dinner with all of them one night. And then that day I hung out with Mo most of the day and LJ took the kids. And then at 4, so I had the kids from like 4 to 11.
Wow. That's great.
We had a great time.
That's so fun. Dude. What's your dream date?
A rickshaw ride to Times Square. I'm just kidding.
From Brooklyn?
No.
From Brooklyn?
Not at all.
Well, your pen pal gets out of prison.
Yes, my pen pal gets out of prison. What is the first thing we do?
Well, you pick them up from the bus stop.
Yes. Well, we probably have to go buy them some clothes because they'll probably just have the one outfit they came in with. Mm-hmm. So we go get them some clothes, you know, and then they're probably going to be hungry. But we're going to go somewhere nice, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, when we go to get her clothes, we're actually going to get her, depending on how she identifies, we'll either get a gown or a suit.
and then we will go to a really nice burger place. And then
and now
we will get
you
to see
for all this. It needs to be equal.
I hope maybe she made some money, like pressing license plates or something in prison.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully she got at least a few quarters or something.
Isn't that fucked up how they take advantage of prison labor?
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
So you take it to a burger. We just gloss over that. You take her to a burger place.
Mm-hmm.
And you just want to see her munch down on that burger?
Yeah, I want to see her really get in there. See, like, you know, what she's working with.
And what is going to be happening to you? Happening to your puss later.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly how a girl eat. Listen, everybody knows this. Every lesbian knows this.
Everyone.
How a girl eats a burger is mm-hmm. how she eats your cuda.
Mm-hmm. You can
everybody
know.
Put it on a shirt.
Everybody knows this. I mean, that's when I'm on a date and I'm like, things are about to escalate to that level. I'm mm-hmm. like, let's go get burgers. Our next date is burgers.
Exactly. And exactly.
Your dyke date takes you to go get burgers, you know it's on.
Mm-hmm.
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 You can tell the jaw movement.
Yep.
Just if they get real sloppy with it.
Exactly.
If they're using all the condiments. Would you ever eat a hamburger dry?
No.
No. What sick no. fucks are doing that?
No. Who's doing that?
Okay, friend. Mm-hmm. Well, I love you, okay. friend.
I love you, friend. You're so gay.
You're gay.
And so are our listeners.
Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. The tea is crystal clear, y'all. Y'all say y'all gay. It's Allie and Ever here, y'all. We got a lot to talk about. So let us ask you now. Y'all gay.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.